This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Mice Diggy and Sarah Love on FUBAR Radio.
If tonight is the night, we'll be feeling alright. We'll be getting fucked the whole night through. Cause I'm taking all my drugs. Yes, I'm taking all my drugs. I'll be taking all my drugs with you.
It's a website.
He knows I'll make you grow up again. Crowding round the stove, that's when I hear him say, yeah.
I'm in the kitchen with my wife. My wife. Oh yeah. The kitchen with my wife. I'm in the kitchen with my wife. Oh yeah.
Start spreading the news. What I've eaten today might lead me to fart a bit. Stewed pork.
See what I mean?
You really do hear
them high notes.
Hear some crazy music on the radio these days.
I'm telling you.
Some
craziness.
Wow,
that sounds familiar.
Yes.
But it's so weird that amongst all the bullshit, you could just trough your way through and find us deep in the undergrowth, in the underground.
Yay!
You know who we are, bitches and bitchettes. This is FUBAR Radio. It's the hip-hop show. And before we carry on any further, we have to thank the evil voice laughing villain.
The evil
AKA
villain. Our brethren.
Yeah, I was going to say the E-word, but I won't.
I know. I'm scared of what it might do to us.
Shout to Ian Boldsworth for the last 2 hours, of course.
Yes, he's been taking care of you right here on FUBAR, and you can listen back to that and every FUBAR show on the website. Make sure, if you missed last week's show, that you hit up fubarradio.com/shows/hip-hop, because we brought you a special tribute to Prodigy of Mobb Deep. We were speaking to Kalashnikov, the one and only Pharaoh Monch. We had Ski Beats as well on the line. And the open mic was really fun as well. So definitely check that out. And today is another jam-packed show.
Yeah.
We have some competition winners to announce.
This show should be called AKA Jam Packster.
Oh, no, I have to hit him up for that.
Like,
did
that
you hear about that guy who wanted to call his convenience store Singsbury's? It's like in Leeds or something.
Singsbury's,
like, you know, the Asian surname Sing.
Oh.
But then Sainsbury's, sorry, your people then shut him down.
Yeah, well, boy, you know, like, sometimes we've got to do that. I was going to go up there for them. I said, bruv, you know what I mean? I was chatting to Jay Sains. I do wonder though. It's saying,
Yeah.
Get him on the phone. I know you don't own this shit anymore, but bruv, if you need the man them to come through, and he said nah. So you know, I let.
You should do a song for Singsbury's. That would be wicked.
Yeah,
but yeah,
because they get through the right channels, it might happen. You know what I mean?
they got the
speak
money
to my agent.
Pay. Yeah.
In other words, hit me up on the email.
But yeah, because your people shut him down, then he changed the name to Morrisings.
Wow,
yeah,
he needs a big up for that, man.
Yeah,
spoke
he does
about
need
too
a
soon.
Big up. Guans.
Wow, that's
Morrisings.
That's smart, man.
I know.
But they could still probably do him for that. There's a place called, what
Jail?
Did they call it? It was like a chicken shop, but they tried to style out the Nando's,
Nando's.
They tried to flip it, and it was like, nah, Nando's are like, bruv, you got to take that N off. Or something like that. It was something weird where they're like, nah, the N-word like, can't be used around here, bitch.
Mando's. No, but Morrison said that they were cool with it. They were going to allow
it?
Him. Yeah, because Sainsbury's like shutting down
so Morrison's like, yeah, well, we're not on that.
Yeah.
Look, man, this is a business out here, yeah. When you join certain higher up level jugglings.
Oh,
I don't even
us.
Know what you call them exactly, but
tell us
I know
it.
About them because I'm involved somehow, some way. I ain't really heard from no one in a while, but I know I'm still in there.
But
that's
yeah,
how it is.
First,
you know?
Big up going out to Morrisings.
Morrisings.
Go and check them out. I can't remember where it is. Can you remember where it is? Is it like it's Leeds or something? Okay,
begins with an L and it's up north.
Is that like racialist to be saying? Look at the picture.
Oh, it's in Luton. That is up north.
See, I'm so racist saying Leeds.
Is it in Luton for real? I was joking, by the way.
Is it Luton? I can't. We'll find out and we'll get back to you.
Morrisings. All right, we're going to post that on the Food Bar Radio Twitter so you
yeah,
can
essential.
See.
Essential. That is really important to share that.
What I really love about it is he used the M there as well. Yeah. All it is just there's a difference in colour. Do you know what I mean? Which that kind of works when you think about the whole point of this thing.
I think
Morrisings.
It's a liberty that Sainsbury's didn't let him roll with Sainsbury's.
Well, you know, it's all about image. You know what I mean? With Morrisons and them, I don't know if they really understand image. Like, they didn't get in touch with me about doing the tune for them. So, therefore, I don't think they really get it.
They ain't clued up.
Yeah.
But we are taking good care of you today. You know, every
always.
Monday, 4 till 6 p.m., we bring you that hip-hop goodness. And this week, it's more of the same. North Tyneside, sorry, is where Morrisons is.
Yeah,
sorry,
that's definitely up north. At least I weren't lying there, boy. Okay. That's going to take a little
allotment,
while to
North Tyneside, yeah. But it's almost like worth it, isn't it? Need to make that kind of pilgrimage.
To Morrisons.
Yeah, get your photo with the Morrisons convenience store.
Get a little selfie with Mr. Singh still. Like.
Proper. But yes, coming up on the show today, we have some competition winners to announce from the 4649 brand goodies that we have for you. And we are going to be speaking to Jay Live, the one and only. He's got a really dope crowdfunded project going at the moment. Scores there.
Yeah.
Straight out of knots. He's got something super cool to tell you about today on the show. Of course, Mice is going to be investigating.
Mm-hmm.
And another humongous open mic for you, plus new music on the way from Michael Parkinson and Mr. Thing, of course. Nick Grant, he's a dope rapper that you need to know about. So I've got all that goodness for you right here. But a very special big up coming up right after this. Let's hit you first with some DJ Daredevil and Judge the Disciple. This is Sarah Love and my Stiggy is Fubar.
Yep.
Yes, yes. Peace, DJ Daredevil. What's good, man? Let him know. Getting live in the booth tonight. One time with your mind. Better five times to do it right. I'm on a mission to make it so my circle is square. Rough around the edges, but you know I tear that snare up. The golden era fiend, smoking Jack Carradine. Cross no sea beside the three that gave me purpose to breathe. It's higher learning when my pen caresses frequencies of the vast. Unleashing the subtle wrath of demons from summer's past. Who fought a losing battle, but they're frequently coming back. Creeping and running after my weakness, a sun and cat's eye. Look at the stars and see how deep every cut I've had is. Dug out the wreckage and debris from the tougher crashes. Even the complete pieces are scratched and feeling broken. Swimming circles with dragons lurking. It's like I've been demoted. I'd like to draw a bridge, but all I got's a blade. And I ain't got the harder skills to carve it, and my harness is afraid, so I'm hanging on the edge. I ain't really afraid, cause fear's become much more than a friend. One time for your mind. One time for the blood. One time for the passion. One time for the love. One time for your mind. Time for the love. I guess I've been a long time coming in my short ride here. I rarely get to settle down before the sunrise, yeah. It's kind of tough, but I would rather have it rough and prepare than limit myself and sit on the shelf, letting the dust in here. To be clear, I'm in this to the finish. I need to see the credits roll. Need to feed the pit in me that eagerly depicts the scene of me back as a simple team with written schemes and heavy smoke. Blissfully dismissing imminent visions of getting old. Eclipse and limited timelines that I thought were infinite. So ignorant to the innocence, I slipped and let it go. My wish didn't grow, but my persistence didn't fold. And I've grown since any distance of tension exhibits. So watch the playback. You can see the moment when the frame cracked. Cause I gained character. Every challenge embraced the caliber. I severed ties with dead weight. Now I'm my only challenge. The talons and gaze for snakes leave crude tone like salad crumbs. One time for your mind. One time for the blood. One time for the passion. One time for the love. One time for the DJ. One time for the MC, one time for hip-hop, yeah. Yo,
fall for her, we got plenty. Check it.
Yes, that was the sounds of Judge the Disciple. One Time is the name of the track, and it is produced by DJ Daredevil, which leads us straight into this week's very, very special.
Big up, big up.
Has to go out to DJ Daredevil, a.k.a. Ben Smith. He was a London-based DJ and producer. Sadly, he died last week after being diagnosed with cancer just 6 months ago. Mm. And, you know, he's such a wonderful dude. As a DJ, Daredevil had a massive competition and battle DJ career. Mm. And he was just a dope club, like, party rocking DJ as well. He played around the world, supported all the big names in hip-hop, and he was just such a wonderful person, you know. And I just think it's so important that we do our part. You know, you got to be the change you want to see in the world. So it's all good and well people complaining about, oh yeah, but we only wait until XYZ has happened before we shout certain things out. And that's part of why we created this show, because we want a platform to, you know, share with our whole community and, you know, showcase all the wonderful things that are happening. And I just think Daredevil, he made a really important contribution to something that we're all benefiting from now in hip-hop in the UK. He is originally from Bristol. Daredevil, he made his name like locally playing hip-hop, R&B, funk and soul clubs in Bristol and on the radio. And then at 18, he moved to London and he continued to just like hone those ill DJ and battle skills and build his rep. And he won a whole bunch of world DJ contests and titles, including like the DMC, which is what was one of the ultimate DJ competitions, the UK and World ITF Championships, the Allies All-Star Beatdown, UK Vestax and Jazz Fudge DJ competitions too. So, you know, this guy, it's not even just a thing of, oh yeah, I think he's fresh, but you know, someone else thinks something else. He was certified a really next level, one of the best DJs we've had come out of this country. Like I say, he supported so many people from Pete Rock, CL Smooth, Q-Bert, DJ Premier, Tiger Style. He was a well-respected guy on the scene. Mm. He was also co-founder of the London-based hip-hop collective Droppin' Science, and it was alongside his brother, another really dope DJ, DJ Mattman. Shouts out, Mattman. They used to put on events around town, and they so kindly invited me to spin for them once, which I was just super humbled to get the chance to DJ alongside them, because I respect them so much as craftsman, you know, real DJ business. Definitely check out droppinscience.co.uk. Daredevil, he also produced music. You heard that song we just dropped for you. And he studied and became a qualified in both music production and sound engineering too, you know, so he had that work ethic as well. And as a producer, Daredevil, he worked also with artists like Ralph Dogg, Black Poet, Craig G and others. And alongside his brother DJ Mattman, he produced the soundtrack for Skills in the DJ game, and they scooped an IGF award for excellence in audio in the process as well. So you know, just more of the ill credentials Daredevil had built up over the years. And to me, he just has such wicked musical taste and a natural ear for music, and just incredible skills to match as well, which is part of the essential ingredients that make a dope DJ. Me and my best friend Naomi, we went down to his party back in November, and we just had so much fun. This was down in Portobello Road area in London, and it was just the vibe that he was able to create, as just with his master technical skills and just knowing how to control the crowd and rock the party. And you know, he could turn his hand to anything, whether he obviously comes from the hip hop background and you know, the hip hop scene and everything, but you know, he could smash up jungle, hip hop, yeah, soul, R&B, funk, breaks. Yeah, exactly. A real DJ. And you know, he could just bring it. And at the same time, he had that his own signature that was never lost, like when his part, you know, keeping the party rocking, like whatever styles he's touching too. And these are all things that are difficult to master as a DJ, you know, but Ben had it on lock. And, you know, he was just such a lovely human being. He who cared, and he was thoughtful and kind and just funky as hell, Ben. And I'm just so thankful to you, Ben, for your contribution and dedication to DJ craftsmanship, the art form of hip-hop, the party scene worldwide. And we've all been able to benefit from, you know, you pushing the standards up there and raising them bars. And Ben, I love you so much. And it's just been really nice over this last week also to see all the different tributes and comments people have shared online. Everyone in agreement that he truly is one of the finest DJs and turntablists to come out of the UK. The Fun Loving Criminals, they tweeted, RIP Ben Smith, aka DJ Daredevil, a great guy and killer DJ. Foreign Beggars, they tweeted as well, rest in peace to the god DJ Daredevil, one of the best ever to do it. Sad day for the whole, for the worldwide turntablists and hip hop communities. DJ Flip, he said, rest in peace, Daredevil, a true gentleman, an absolute beast on the ones and twos. You will be sorely missed. Thank you for your inspiration. And DJ Log, who is my Stiggy's DJ, he's shared something really nice, which I just thought spoke volumes as well. He said, Ben was one of the first DJs in this scene to fully approach me in a club whilst I was playing without even knowing me and give me props. We'll never ever forget that. And he was just the nicest guy. I feel privileged to have got to tell him and show him how much he was loved and thank him for touching my life personally. A very, very, very talented turntablist, a ferocious battler, and a great DJ, and most of all, a lovely guy.
Yeah,
and
that's what everybody says, man, that he was just blessed, like a really, not just talented, but extra, extra nice guy. You know, you'd never meet another guy like that sort of thing.
He was so lovely. Mm. Such a humble dude as well, with all of his talents and titles behind his name, you know. Shout out to Trackside Burners as well. They put together a really lovely tribute to Ben on their show. He had been working with a whole bunch of artists, including Judge the Disciple, who's from Boston. They'd done a bunch of tracks with KRS-One, Acrobatic, Rip Shop, and a few others. And Ben told me that he was really excited to get this project out to the people because, you know, he was just buzzing for everybody to hear it. He also recently produced a track for Pete Cam, and all the scratches and production was performed by DJ Daredevil Ben Smith, and he also makes a cameo in the video, so check out that that video too. And shouts out to DJ Mattman, Daredevil's brother, because he's a mad talented dude that I got a lot of love for as well. And he said Ben was an incredible soul with immense talent, an intellect, and a spark of mischief. Strong, thoughtful, and caring with a heart of gold. Ben followed his passion and heart and lived his life the way he wanted every step of the way, ultimately earning a living solely from DJing and making music. He has said himself that he has lived more in his lifetime than many who make it through to old age, which I think is absolutely lovely, and that's an important thing for all of us to think about as well. Because, you know, Ben was a young guy. I think maybe he was 38 or something, and like I say, he was only diagnosed in December with cancer, and sadly now he's moved on to the next chapter and vessel in this universe, but there's still unreleased music to come from him as well. Mattman's going to be sharing all of that stuff. Last year on Chops Herring Records as well, Daredevil dropped his first vinyl release, producing for Baltimore rapper called Ill Conscious, and I'm going to play you some of that right now. So this is a very special shout out going out to Ben, DJ Daredevil. We love you so much, and you know we're going to continue to champion you. All cuts and production by Daredevil on this track. Keep it locked to FUBAR Radio, because we're going to have a few more of his jams throughout the show. And coming up next after this, you know it's investigation time, but Daredevil, we love you.
With the mic on my hand, I kick the truth. niggas is frivolous, huh? How you oblivious to this? Yo, peep the wickedness, hit the split, then I spit it. The shit I speak is ubiquitous, huh? Students to prison, it's schools removing the truest literature, and yet they focus on when we looking the business. Psycho-academic war and the news is depicting us as thugs. A tool for the institution of ignorance is plenty dying. While the tool of you keep firing, my city crying. While the youth in the street rioting, the system bias. I slaughtered the body of the Leviathan. Many bodies agenda to stop us, cause it's obvious that they want to devour what's heaven's lacking empowerment. See, they controlling our mind and making a cowardice. We putting loud in the air to try to come out of it. Flipping birds to the media, cause we never was out with it. Authentic is raw when I kick it. Listen, so fuck a market and image. We march in the district. Equality is gone and non-existent, so never part of my diction, nigga. We all been enlisted. We kicking off till we off the convicted. I'm infecting the heart of the system with thoughts that's carcinogenic. And our condition is far from exquisite. Embark on this wisdom. Catch me in your hood like the carbon emissions. Bopping through cities, having dreams of us driving New Bentley. Trying to free my people from Guyana to Papua New Guinea. Copping new semis. Ready to lock on the flock of the coppers who win me a revolution. We mob with you plenty. Baltimore to Medina, we fleeing from the subpoena. So I grip the Nina, they divocking us like Koreans. But I'ma keep it live until I'm rocking arenas, cause my people need it and the block is just hot. Phoenix like that. I keep it with the mic on my hand.
DJ Daredevil and Ill Conscious right there. That track is represent to the fullest.
Beautiful track right there, boy.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, DJ Daredevil, man.
Indeed. And this is Foo Bar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy. You're damn right, bitches and bitchettes. Guess what? We got some more big ups. We can't leave it just there, can we?
Uh-uh.
You know what I mean? We got, don't worry, we're going to mention the competition winners. But first of all, before we do that, we got one more. Big up that we have to add.
Sorry.
Big up, big up.
There you go.
A little bit delayed. Sorry. There. I need longer. Sorry. Fingers to press those buttons. Hey, we got a big up friend of the show. It's his birthday today. I don't know if he's locked in or not. He's probably on the plantation putting in that work. And he works from home, so it can't be that bad. But big up to friend of the show, brother of the show, uncle of the show, cousin of the show. Did I leave it? I wanted to say father of the show, but that would be going a bit too far there.
Yeah. I didn't know that he's a twin.
Yeah, me neither, man. I want to see what, if he's twin brother, if it's a before and after, because you know how hench he is. Anyway, before we carry on, happy birthday shout out goes out to the one and only Q-Rock, a.k.a.
Why is that not working? Machine. Wait. There, that's correct. Sorry. What's Lizzie that? Came in and killed your mic. She'd had enough of hearing you.
Oh, don't lie. You turn my mic off.
Yeah. Turn my mic up, Lizzie.
I know what it is. It's the voice of chocolate velvet cake. Sometimes, you know what I mean? The way the body reacts to it, it might not be that too helpful for you. So it's better for you to lock it off. But as I was saying, we got a big up. Where did you cut me off? I'm trying to work out where I should start again.
It was
from.
Like just before the war machine.
Oh, okay. So I said Q-Rock. Yeah, happy birthday shout goes out to Q-Rock, a.k.a. War Machine, on your 25th birthday.
Yeah, 25 again. Happy birthday.
You know what I mean? Looking like
I had no idea he was a twin. That was so funny.
Yeah, we want to see.
I thought it was a joke at first.
You got to send us a picture of your twin brother, bro, so I can find out whether it is a before and after picture. You know, like the whey protein adverts before and after, because War Machine, he does actually look like a machine Not that I've been looking that hard, but you know, no, you post a lot of naked pictures on Instagram sometimes.
You know, you got to, innit?
Half naked.
That's what
don't
my
get too
Instagram's
excited.
Like.
Yeah, the one.
That's all I do on Instagram.
The one that Sarah doesn't have. And can we start this petition to get Sarah Love on Instagram to actually, you know what I mean?
No.
Promote herself in the digital world.
I'm actively seeking to not promote myself.
Yeah,
I am. It's a bit too real. No, happy birthday, Cole Kurok. I hope you had a wonderful one. And we have a super big shout out to Shellers. Shellers, you did good. Shellers, it's good to whip. Everyone likes a bit of free stuff.
I'm guessing
they?
Her name is Michelle. Yeah, we put it out there. Or is it Charlene? Nah, it's Michelle.
Michelle, we'll go with Michelle.
Yeah.
But yes, Michelle. We're just assuming it's Michelle. Sorry, Shellers. She's the winner. Shellers, sorry, is the winner of. We were running a competition with 4649, and this is all about helping to promote the British Built exhibition and opening party that's taking place tomorrow at the Ritzy Picture House in Brixton. Yes, Shelley, you won some super fine garms. I ain't even got any of these free garms yet. So.
Ain't you? No, it's okay.
What? So yeah, lucky you. Check out our Twitter feed on FooBar to see this ill styles that that Shelley has been blessed with.
Yes, shout out to Shelley, the winner. What does she have to do? She had to follow and retweet.
It's really straightforward when we give you free stuff here
but
on
you
FooBar.
Realize, man, when you see like FooBar Radio's got quite a you know, a following there, that's a bunch of people that you're up against when it comes to those retweets and follow competitions. So
it's
shout
true.
Out to Shellers, whatever you did there.
You rose to the top.
Yep, you rose to the top.
Share the information, let us know.
And shouts out to 4649. They're running an opening party for the British Built exhibition, which is going to take place tomorrow at the Ritzy Picture House in Brixton. It's free between 7 and 11 p.m. That's when it's on. It's actually free the whole event, so don't worry about, you know, you have to get there before 7 or before 11. Just get there. You might see my shiny forehead there. It depends on whether Brixton allows me to enter.
In the vicinity.
Yeah, into the vicinity. You know, when
health
I get there.
Health and safety.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Health and safety reasons.
Think of the traffic and things like that.
So you might see me there, but yes, man, that looks like it's going to be a good one.
But I was trying to work out if... no, it's me, ask it. It's all our secret. We have a secret language, Mice, between me and Lissy that you don't know about. Yeah. But I was wondering, trying to work out if the Ritzy, the Picture House in Brixton, whether that's linked to all these boycott that's going on with Picture House, people working for Picture House. So
what's the boycott? Not that it has anything to do, I just want to say, with 4649 or no. British Built.
Or hip-hop. Yeah. No, it does have everything to do with hip-hop because we represent life. But no, we'll do some research before we start scandalising anybody's name or activities out there. But let's play you something brand new and then we're going to have our first guest ambush the studio. This is hip-hop.
You want to test me? Are you stupid? Got to be out of your fucking mind.
I'm the truth from the booth to the stage, bitch. I'm underground like Pete in the basement. Mr. Thing on the beat, so it's major. And the P with a speech for a favour. We eat hand to mouth and pee without a doubt. Parkinson, far from done, here to bang them out. Bun skunk in your drum when your mum's around. Hold your tongue or be sunned when I put it down. I don't fuck about, I say what I do. You're the other way round because you's a fool. I take him back to school, my class is in session. I don't need a tool cause the mic is my weapon. With every bar I dead it, you can call the medics. If they offer help, they'll be the first to get it. Live from the horse's mouth, so you know I said it. The golden era is the sound, what I'm representing. I forgot to mention, I'm one with the ether. I cook your beef, spit the heat right through your speaker. I guess I'm too eager, I still smoke the reefer. I love to rap while you spaz over Justin Bieber. I put you in a sleeper like Ted DiBiase. Good night, Betty, bye, cause you can't stop me. I know I sound cocky, because I am probably. I'm on the grind when I rhyme, cause it ain't a hobby. You ready for the roar?
Yeah.
But do you want some more?
Yes.
You sick of auto-tune?
Yes.
You ready for the new?
Yes.
You ready for the roar?
Yeah.
But do you want some more?
Yes.
You sick of
was. Most call it rap, but I call it pop. I got the fire to acquire just to make it hot. I'm not inspired by these liars trying to fuck it up. I'm deep in the cut, like a growing scab. I'm trying to bring it back, armed with a pen and pad. I'm hidden in the stash, I got it in the bag. I never stop, I got it locked like I was the latch. Yeah, and that's a fact, embedded in the wax. I saw the sign and went for mine just to lace the track. I writ the rhyme a thousand times just to make it fat. I'm glorified, you're mortified when I came to rap. I guess I got it made, like a special ed. When you're the dumbest break, cause you're in special ed. I put the beat to bed, I demand some respect. Like Diamond D, I'm the best secret kept. I'm making history, it's Mr. Finger Me. If you don't know, get to know, cause he made the beat. I'm in the zone to hold my own when it's time to speak. I bring the flow and match the show, then it's time to leave. You ready for the roar?
Yeah.
But do you want some more?
Yes.
You're sick of auto-tune?
Yes.
You ready for the new?
Yes, yes, no.
You ready for the roar?
Yeah.
But do you want some more?
Yes.
You're sick of auto-tune?
Yes.
Mr. Thing, take her back to school.
Yo, what's good? This your boy Big Daddy Kane, and right now you're listening to Sarah Love and Mice Diggy Hip Hop Show.
Hey man, it's only one person over here that's gonna sound deep, you know what I'm saying? Get these mother lovers wet out here. And that's gonna be me. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. So I wanna remind y'all that y'all are down at the Fubar Radio Cafe with me, the one and only, Mysack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, they call me Mysack
Hayes, man.
You know what I'm saying? We got that super triple OG, quadruple OG Kush over here. You know what I'm saying?
Can it get any more?
Can't get you any more better. You know what I'm saying? You got yourself a backache. We fix that right now. Right damn now, because I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I was about to say love you, you know what I'm saying, bitch, but I'll say fuck it. It ain't going to change no thing, baby. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no thing but a chicken live, baby. Ha ha.
From Morris Sings.
From Morris Sings, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go get me some single weed from Morris Sings, baby. What's going on, mother lovers?
It is true, though, about the back pain thing with medical marijuana.
Hey!
For chronic pain relief. A lot of data now is supporting that medical marijuana is more effective than the prescription.
The CBDs.
Drugs that are super addictive and dangerous.
And, you know, and the thing is about it, it helps your appetite, it helps you sleep, it helps all kind of things, man. Don't worry, one day, we're all going to be free.
One day,
we're all going to be free.
No, but you know what, though? Apparently, if you're smoking with tobacco, smoking suppresses your appetite because it hits the same pathway as when you're having a craving for food. So when you smoke, it fulfills that same...
Is that pure or when you mix it with cigarettes?
No, I think that's like with tobacco. Like okay. The
just
nicotine
asking for a friend because, you know, over here on Fubar Radio, we keeps it clean, bitch. But anyway, speaking of marijuana...
Yeah?
So, the other day... I'm joking. Kind of. Semi-joke.
Semi-joke.
Quarter joke. Anyway, yo, so the other day, yeah, I was imagining that I was high. And what it would be like. See what I did
there? Why? Because you weren't able to...
Yeah, because like... Yeah, allegedly, you know what I mean? The dealer was a bit late. By the time he came... So what I did was I was imagining that I was trying to find a little shrapnel, little scrapings and that. Okay. You know what I mean? There's like a million bags. This is all
like the
allegedly, by the way. Yeah, a million bags underneath
in
the bed.
In theory.
So I'm there trying to like, you know, turn the bags inside out and get as many little specks of leaf.
Scrapings.
I can get whilst I'm waiting. This is all in the dream. And then I thought to myself, right, man, what would be the easiest?
Honestly, is this a dream you had?
Yeah, this is a dream I had.
This is wicked.
And then, this is the mad thing that happened, yeah? So then, for some reason, I thought I could hear his car outside, yeah? Like, beep, beep, like,
the
come
delivery
out.
Delivery.
So I ran outside, yeah, but with
the, you know, with my sheets.
With your my bed sheets.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Gorilla first sheets, baby. You know what I'm saying? They're nothing but the best. You know what I'm saying? Chinchilla. My pillows were filled with chinchilla.
Of course.
Yeah, I ran outside.
And tarantula first.
Yeah. And then when I looked, I couldn't see the car anywhere. I was like, right, where's the car? But then I looked down and guess what I found?
What?
Now you have to guess, honestly. Even though I did tell you before.
You found a...
I found £1 million.
Wow.
Don't even ask me how I knew it was £1 million. But it just looked like £1 million in this bag. And then my excitement, everything was all erupted. Yeah, I was like proper erupting. But in the back of my mind was like, yo, where the fuck is the dealer though? I thought he was out
you
here.
You were still like not distracted from the task at hand.
Yeah, so the first
You're like,
person.
Never mind that. Worry
I
about that later.
I got my phone. I was like, right, bruv, where are you, man? I got £1 million here. If you don't hurry up, I'm about to give it to somebody else. But then it made me think. I woke up today. I was like, shit. Why was the first person I called when I had £1 million was my dealer? What the fuck is going on in my head? What kind of crazy ass addiction
like,
do I have?
I need
have?
Help.
Yeah, so I didn't tell my wife, I didn't tell my mum about this dream because I knew.
Oh, about the dream? I thought you meant in the dream.
They might feel
later.
Like, nah, this is when I woke up because I figured, fuck, they're going to be upset if I tell them all of this shit that happened and then the first person I called. Obviously, I called my dealer and said, look, you were in my dreams, bruv. What the fuck
not like
going
that.
On?
Not like that. You know, you're my dude and everything, but not like that.
Yeah, not like that. You know, he obviously knows.
Not there's
I mean.
Anything wrong with it if it was like that.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah. If you have wet dreams about your dealer, man, I'm not. Who am I to judge you? Do you know
I'm
what I mean?
Sure it's commonplace.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot.
I mean,
of people
I'm,
do
not,
that.
I'm allegedly. I assume it's commonplace.
So that's why I thought this week. You know what? Let's investigate this. Because I want to find out how you lot would feel if this really happened. We all dream of these sort of things happening. You know, it may not have ever happened, but it is interesting to find out the first person you'd call if you found £1 million.
Mm.
Now, obviously, you don't know there's £1 million in there, but trust me, it looks like there is. So you might as well act like there's £1 million in a bag. So if you found £1 million in the street somewhere, who's the first person you call? That's what Mice is investigating this week. Hit us up, hiphop@fubarradio.com or tweet us at FubarRadio on the Twitter and let us know.
I like it.
Let us know. Who's the first person you call, DJ Sarah Love?
Oh, who I would call? Yeah. Well, the first thing I would do, I'd put a tweet out and then I'd buy a post with extra promo on Facebook. What?
You ain't putting no tweet out about hashtag I just found $1 million, £1 million.
And here's my address.
Later.
You know, come around for a drink. Drinks are on me today, guys.
And when they get there, it's like, nah, someone else has moved in already. You're off.
Well, I wouldn't tell anybody.
You wouldn't tell anybody?
You don't even know if I've already found... I found £1 million on the way to the station. You'd never know. No, there's only one person in the world that I would tell, and I wouldn't tell anybody else.
Who's that?
My daddy! Because my daddy's the best person on earth.
Yeah, I hear that. See, that's why I thought about it. And then when I asked Mrs. Mice, I was like, right, if you found £1 million on the street, who would you call first? I didn't tell her this was my investigation. And then she said, I was looking at her like, and she was like,
say the right thing now.
She goes, I called my mum. And I cried a little tear.
Oh, the single tear.
Yeah, it was a little tear. And then I thought about it. And I was like, yeah, she probably would call her mum first because that's what you do, isn't it? So that's why I thought, okay, I better not tell her about the dream
Before the dream.
No, I asked her after because I've had the dream now. Okay. I woke up all sweating,
so
like mad
you're preparing
excited.
In case in dreams become reality in a mess.
Pool of sweat. Yeah.
No, because it's crazy. It's sad how much money can change people and how much money can get in the way of friendships, even family relationships and things. It's really sad.
Yeah, it is really sad. One thing I know though is if that ever happened to me, you wouldn't hear me going around bragging about it, especially after listening to the new Jay-Z album. The amount of times he says the word billion in it, I'm only halfway through. I ain't even listened to the whole thing. Yeah, it's nearly 1 billion times. I can't even count to that much, the amount of times he said billion. And I know what he's doing. He's trying to talk it into reality. This is what this you got. Hey, if you when you're in the fucking Illuminati, you know about this thing. Yeah,
tricks.
You have to talk it into reality.
No,
all right, Death of Auto-Tune didn't really work. Let's, you know what I mean? I don't think he put enough into it when he said Death of Auto-Tune, because Mother Lovers are still out here sounding like this when they're singing. Yeah, so that didn't work. But I know for a fact the amount of times he said billion, and I'm only up to track 4 or 5 or something like that. I had to rush here and do some more important shit than listening to a bit Wannabe Billionaire's album. Do you know what I mean?
I'm just wondering who actually paid for this album. Anyone? Please hit us up.
I thought you meant paid to get it made, because I was going to say Machine. I believe Machine.
Right, I see. This is quite specific.
Because the reason why I'm saying that is because No ID's on the production, and I know he's sponsored by them.
I was going to say he didn't even pay for the Machine.
Yeah, and the fucking drums all sound like they come from the Machine. Shout out to DJ Locke, who pointed that out to me. Even though I'm only 4-5 tracks deep, they do. There's something missing in the drums, and it's not to say that it's shit. It's just that the Machine drums ain't like the SP-12. Shout out to all my old school heads with dusty fingers and the dust up their nose, because they're always fucking messing around with records and all that. Because of real hip hop heads, I know that them drums don't sound like they should do. They could do. They could sound a lot better.
Which is kind of surprising from No ID as well.
Yeah,
because he's someone who knows how to construct music, and I think
when you're sponsored by.
Then your arms twisted around your back, where they're like, if you want this £1 million, you know, then you gotta. No, but I think with the Jay-Z album, I think, for me, I'm just so much about the beats. It's hard for me to enjoy tracks if I'm not feeling the beats. Yeah.
And what did you think of the beats? What did you think of the beats?
It was like none of the beats, to quote Sean Price when he was talking about a particular rapper. And he was like, yeah, but nothing from that guy. You know, his lyrics don't stick to your bones. I don't want to say who he was talking about in case he...
Why not, man? It's not like your shit will get him in trouble.
No, well, I don't know.
Come back and let him, the spirit of Sean Price, come back and haunt.
No, but I was like, this is wisdom. Yeah, well, he was talking about Black Thought, your favorite MC. And then he was like, he said, and I agree with him. He's like, Black Thought, he's not an MC whose lyrics stick to your bones, but I always like that phrase, you know, from Sean Price, stick to your bones.
Yeah,
and it's like it's not, whereas there's some MC rappers who ain't that good, they just say the same line over and over again, but it's catchy, isn't it, and it sticks to you, and so because it's hard to even think of like a Black Thought line, isn't it?
Not for me, but let's move on from this before it gets personal.
Sorry, because we do digress a lot on this show. No, but that's what I felt with the beats on this album. It's like, I didn't really feel like there was anything. I was like, screw my face up. Like,
Well, yeah, I've spoke to a couple DJs, and one said there's nothing that I could really play in the club, which is a bit disappointing. It'd be nice to have, and not necessarily like club, but meaning, you know, a good track that I could play at a hip-hop venue, at a hip-hop night.
That's what I thought from a DJ perspective too, but at the same time, I thought that's nice to approach an album from like a whole picture, wide view, rather than, right, we need the club banger, now we can just have the filler tune, now let's get the, you know, the double time track, now the song that's going to cross over to the ladies, like, rather than doing it formulaic like that, it's just more like a sonic world.
But that's the thing, I feel like from what I've heard so far, it just felt like, and you know, it goes to show how the drums can take away from the music.
It's all about the drums.
Not all about the drums, but I think on some of them tracks, if they were like, you know, crunches,
smacking you in your face, like shotgun going off in the air, and that's part of what I love about the infamous Mobb Deep album. When you listen to the drums on that album, all the snares on the album sound like a gun being fired off, you know, and so it just adds perfectly to what they're conveying through that music, you know what I mean?
And I feel a little bit of that. It felt like the beat, I mean, maybe I need to hear him on the monitors or something, I don't know, but it felt like there's something missing there, and then he just said the word billion too many fucking times for me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I was like, oh, Jesus.
And everyone's like, oh, no, this is amazing, because, you know, you can't front on Jay-Z. No one said that he wasn't a dope rapper. When was he ever cast out of, like, one of the dopest people who's ever blessed the mic, you know? But I think as an album, there's albums that we've showcased on this show that, for me, those beats stick to your bones. That's some headbanger hip-hop shit.
Hip-hop shit sticking to your bones, baby.
You know what I mean? We digress. I took us off on a tangent there.
But
back to the investigation.
Speaking of talking about billions, we want to talk about millions right here. In particular, 1 million. I got some answers for some of my friends when I asked them. The investigation this week was, if you found £1 million in the street, who's the first person you'd call? And of course, you had some people say Ghostbusters.
I was going to say.
Of course
don't
you
tell
did.
Me no one said Ghostbusters.
Why wouldn't they say that? Shout out to South Records. She said she'd call Ghostbusters. And then she said, no, actually, my kids. I reckon I'd keep it quiet and carry on.
See, she'd tell her kids.
She'd tell her kids first.
Oh, hell no.
And then she'd keep it quiet and carry on. So, I don't know if that would work, because the kids ain't going to shut the fuck up about, yo, we're millionaires now. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if you're going to get away with that one.
Hell no.
As soon as anyone finds out
as well, you've got to pretend like, oh, no, I spent it all. I had loads of debt, so it's gone now.
Look, if I found that shit and I'm on my own, if you find out anything, you probably find out I found 10,000 or something. You ain't finding out I found a whole million. Fuck that shit. You know what I mean? 500
never.
Even.
Even.
Bruv, I found 500 pounds. 500 pounds. Yeah, I'm rich. You know, like 2 years later, people are like, right, you still pumped up about that 500 pounds. Yeah, bro.
No, because you know what happens even with the 500 pounds? Then the next time you go out with your friends, yeah. You know, air quote friends, they're expecting you to buy the round of drinks.
You gotta say work colleagues.
Sorry, your work colleagues. Okay, every show from now on, we've got to mention work colleagues. Yeah. Hip-hop work colleagues. Yeah. No, but then that's where money creates problems in relationships, because then people are like, why am I paying for dinner when you're the one who just won £1 million?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that would be the worst. Do you know what I'd say to that?
That's your life from that point.
I'd be like, let's go halves. The safest bet is just go, let's go halves. That way nobody can really, do you know what I mean, say like, oh, but like, yeah, I'm paying for half, bruv. Look, I might have just had a frigging salad and some fat-free water or some shit, yeah? You can have a steak, you know what I mean? It's fucking spaghetti bolognese, a side of calamari,
crazy.
Glass of champagne. We'll go halves on it. You can't say shit to me. But next time, I'm going to be the one. You know what I mean? Crabs. I'm having
everything.
All types.
Yeah, the right type of crabs. No, yeah. But that's what happens regardless. Then people feel like you ought to be paying for the bill. You ought to buy the round of drinks because you're the one with £1 million, not me. And that's what I'm saying. It becomes mad political and complicated. That's why it's better to not bring money into relationships.
That's the moment where you call world famous Giles Freeman.
Yeah, Giles.
Get some advice.
You become friends with Giles.
Giles, how do you stay so rich? Well, first of all, I don't pay for any of this shit.
Never.
No. All I do is brag about being rich, and more rich people come to me and try and make me richer. That's all it is.
Brag about poor people.
It's a game of take
rich.
And take.
Yeah. That's the new catchphrase for Giles Freeman. Yeah. Is it true?
Take and take. Getting that tattooed on my wallet. Anyway.
What else did you hear down the digital park?
There's a lot more I heard. Shout to Scotty Bayliss. He said he'd call the popo to hand it in. And I definitely don't believe him, especially how many exclamation marks he put after writing that.
No,
I think he just did that because he's probably found a bit of money and didn't want anybody to know.
He's created diversion.
Yeah, you got to be smart. Shout to Gleam, friend of the show.
Oh, I can't wait.
Flat earther of the show. He says, my eldest daughter, and tell her to pack her and all the bags. We're going Jamaica.
We're going Jamaica,
love. Oi, oi.
Jamaica with
shout to Sad Philly. I like this man. He's the proper hustler mentality. He says, my stockbroker brethren trying to make that $2 million. He must be listening to that Jay-Z album, man, right?
I know. blatant. See, even that line, I'm like, I don't want to hear about this. Look at what's going on in the world. We don't want to hear that you bought a painting for £1 million, which is wonderful to support the arts, and we don't want to hear that now that's a $2 million that is worth.
Yeah, 3 years later. But what he does is smart. So he says that $2 million next year, 3 years later it's worth $8 million. But then, and you're like, oh wow. And then he goes, I can't wait to leave this for my children. And you go, oh. That's how he gets you lot, but not me. You know what I mean? Because I know what he's talking about right there.
You know the tricks.
Shout to Cal Neal. He says, nobody. I just have a delighted smile on my face. Yeah, see? That's the way to do it. I'll be smiling like that forever. You lot might as well call me the Joker for the next probably about the next 5-6 years, as long as I can, you know what I mean,
make
keep my
last.
Habit under control.
Right. Yeah. In it.
Yeah. Shout to Tom Sibley. He says, my travel agent. Bam.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
that's good.
That's the first thing
you
want to do.
Well, they don't need all that detail,
away.
Though, still, do they? Because then they're just going to try and hustle you on some nonsense.
Nobody needs that detail. Bro, I found £900. 33 pence. £900. £946.33. That's what I found. Look, if you want, we can go chicken shop.
Yeah.
Get your little, you know what I mean, junior special meal.
Yeah, junior.
A little junior special meal, you know what I mean?
Like, but that's the other problem with winning money. Like they say, the majority of lottery winners spend all of their winnings within the first 5 years.
Yeah.
And then also just how they, you think like a million is a lot of money, but it's not actually. Once you start spending as though it's endless, that's gone.
You know, and I think what made the dream come about was I was watching a documentary. Yeah, now this is serious. I was watching a documentary. I think it was Louis Theroux, and it was to do with like people who are addicted to gambling, like Las Vegas and all that. Yeah, and there was a woman. You know, most of the people that are really addicted and they've got money. Do you know what I mean? They've got money to spend. So this woman, she's retired or whatever, but in the last 4 years, she spent $7 million. On you know, the slot machines. Slot machines, Sarah Love. When they're showing the slot machine, it says 25 cents. So for 4 years, she's been there fucking slotting away 25 cents till it became $7 million. That's fucking crazy.
That is crazy. But when people report them stories, they don't say how many millions they put in that machine for 7 million to come out. So you probably put in 30 million.
She's lost 7 million on slot machines.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, because people try and make out like, oh yeah, I know the secret to make this stuff work.
It's she's
like,
just addicted. She's just addicted.
Oh no, that makes me so sad. That
she's
makes
addicted.
Me sad. It's appalling because it's just completely poor. Especially slot machines. It's not like there's any mental skill going into that.
It's crazy, man. I don't even understand how someone could spend that amount of money just sitting there on slot machines. Just
getting vitamin D deprived.
Imagine the amount of other shit you could be doing.
I know.
You don't get bored just looking at the same slot.
No, but they get hypnotized. And it's like the whole way these machines are designed and stuff is they do mad like psychological tests and scientists involved and stuff like that to make it mesmerizing. So then you are just, and the whole anticipation, because there's a reward pathway in your brain where it's like, you know, when
maybe
you.
Just one more.
Yeah.
So, okay, then I might change my mind. The first person I probably call is a slot machine maker, so I can make some more of their money. You know what I'm saying?
Slot machine.
Yeah, in 4 years we could make $7 million, baby. Let's do this, man. Shout out to Tim Fish. He says he'd call his travel agent, of course, just like Tom Selby, but mainly because someone is going to come looking for him for that much money, and he don't want to be around when they do. Hey, some smart people. A lot of us will probably we're going to make a bunch of new friends if we ever find this $1 million, isn't it?
Uncle Charles. I'm going to make friends with Charles.
Shout to Sam Davis, DJ SD. He says he'd call his friends with guns and get a few people taken out. This is all allegedly, of course. I don't think he really means it.
No, he doesn't mean it. There was a LOL after that and stuff, wasn't there? Don't incriminate him live on air.
Daddy Richie was like, I know a man who knows a man who can get baseball bats. Capiche?
Capiche. But who would you tell? Who would the first person be that you would tell? hiphop@foobarradio.com. Get in touch with us. We love hearing from you guys. And at Foobar Radio is the Twitter as well. We want to know what your thoughts are. Coming up next, we're going to be speaking to the one and only Scorzese.
Scorzilla,
straight out of Nottingham. And he's got a very dope project out at the moment that he's going to be telling us all about. So we want you to be here with us. But speaking of balling with a big budget and all that kind of business, what kind of legacy can you create with that? Let's see what Jay-Z thinks.
Daddy, what's a will?
Take those monies and spread across families. My sister Hattie and Lou, the nephews, cousins, and TT. Eric, the rest of B for whatever she wants to do. She might start an institute, she might put poor kids in school. My stake in Rock Nation should go to you. Leave a piece for your siblings to give to their children too. Title to champagne, do say I like to see. A nice piece, fund ideas for people who look like we gon' start a society within society. That's major, just like the Negro League. There was a time America wouldn't let us ball. Those times are now back, it's now called Afrotech. Generational wealth, that's the key. My parents ain't have shit, so that shift started with me. My mom took her money, she bought me bombs. That was the sweetest thing of all time. Legacy, 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 legacy. Black excellence, baby, you gon' let them see. Legacy, 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 legacy. Black excellency, baby, let them see. I remember like listening to Wu-Tang, and they used to like, yo, see, marry his seed, marry my seed. That's how we keep Carter money, all in the family. You see, my father, son of a preacher man, whose daughter couldn't escape the reach of the preacher's hand. That charge of energy set all the Carters back. It took all these years to get to zero. In fact, I hated religion, cause here was this Christian. He was preaching on Sundays versus how he was living Monday. Someday I forgive him, cause strangely our division led to multiple religion I study. Muslim, Buddhists, and Christians, and I was running from him, but he was giving me wisdom. See how the universe works? It takes my hurt and help me find more of myself. It's gifting the curse. That's called the Red Queen's race. You run this hard just to stay in place. Keep up the pace, baby, keep up the pace. You run this hard just to stay in place. Legacy, 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 legacy. Black excellence, you gon' let them see. Legacy, 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 legacy. Black excellency, baby, let them see.
What's up, people? This is TY, and I'm listening to the amazing Sarah Love, the incredible Mike Stiggy, and this is FUBAR Radio, the hip hop show. Understand what's going on right now. You want to listen to hip hop? Fine. You want to listen to rap? Fine. But if you want to actually catch the vibes, you listen to Sarah Love and Mike Stiggy. Yeah.
Aw, yeah.
Damn, boy, there's some shout-outs right there, boy. Shout-out to our brother T.Y.
Yeah.
I see they've got, there's a big gig coming up for Grenfell Tower. Shout-out to Rodney P.
Yeah.
RK.
Oh, my God, that is like the ultimate party, like, of all-time hip-hop lineups in this country. You cannot miss this party. The 13th of July, it's a benefit gig for Grenfell. All proceeds go to the survivors and victims of the Grenfell Tower massacre. And the lineup is insane. London Posse, Kalashnikov, Black Twang, Ty,
Task Force. You don't miss out the Task Force.
Never miss out the Task Force. I mean, it's next level, but we're going to give you all that information. And make sure you check out our weekly gig guide, because it's the best gig guide like in the country, basically. It's up there on the FUBAR website, fubarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. Speaking of gig guides, last week we told you about going out to see Children of Zeus and Isata Sheriff at, in London.
I can hit them notes now.
They were performing this weekend in London, and the show was so good. Seriously, you guys need to keep your eye on Children of Zeus, because I think big things should and are going to happen for those guys. Shouts out to everyone who was in the place. Jess, Michael Parkinson, Mr. Thing. We paid you some music from them earlier in the show as well. But right now, I want to speak to our next guest on this week's show, one of my favourite rappers around. And I never even knew that this guy made beats until I heard this latest album that he's just put out straight from Nottingham. Can I just ask, is it convincing when I say Scorsese?
Scorsese, yeah. What's happening? You all right, Maestro?
Don't call me Maestro, you bastard.
Scorsese. You got to do the end of it, Zaza. Yeah.
Okay.
If you say Scorsese, that's a bit more north.
Okay, yeah, Scorsese.
Everybody was saying it like Scorsese. We thought it was Scorsese, like with an S.
Yeah,
but
no, I just let people say whatever they want, spell it however they want. It's not about nine spellings, so, yeah.
They're all hip-hop spellings, though. Scorsese.
Sometimes
right?
with the hyphen, sometimes not. Yeah, man, glad to be on the show, man. Yeah, sorry I couldn't come down, but...
I know. I love you so much, and I love your accent. And so whenever I hear Knott's rappers, I always think of Scorzilla, North of the Ball Killer. Was that the line?
North of the Board Kid, using the bus as a skateboard. Yeah, I remember that one. That was a kung fu. I did kung fu years ago. But yeah, man.
Wow, that's years ago, boy.
See, look at me.
Old school family, mate, I tell ya.
But Scores, what's been going on, man? Because you're just like this non-stop dude. It's crazy when I think of the first time hearing of you from the 90s. And just your story as an artist is so dope, Scores. And it's like, you know, from doing so many different types of projects. And then the next thing I hear most recently, you've self-produced your latest album.
How did that come
about, man? You know what it is? Well, after I dropped Aeon Peace to the Puzzle and then got myself some equipment, started making beats for about a year. And then I thought, you know what? I don't have to bug anyone for beats anymore. So I just produced it myself. So I don't have to, like, email people and say, oh, when you got that mix ready. So I did it all myself. I mixed it all myself. And then
mix it as well?
Someone else mastered it, but I mixed it as well. So.
How are you finding that? So you're saying you've been producing for a year, and already you're making the beats and mixing them yourself as well?
You know what it is? I'm a YouTube tutorialist. That's the word.
That is a word. Now you said it. That's a word, I might get a tattoo of that.
Along with ignorance.
Yeah, man. I brought a few plugins and started mixing them myself, and then just started learning online how to mix music. It's not that hard. You just got to listen to your ears, and that's it, really. If anything's standing out, or you know.
Would you say you got to trust your ears?
Yeah, trust your ears. But the thing about mixing I learned was if you keep your headphones on for like 7 hours, then when you go back to it, you're going to listen to it and it's going to be like, oh gosh, it's going to be a right mishmash. I'm happy I did my first produced project, man. Yeah. So.
Would you say it's easier writing to your own beats than it is to others? Like when you, because you're making the beat. Like we were chatting to, I think Ty agreed with that. Jess was saying as well that when you make the beat, because you're already in it, you know, you started from scratch. You've already got a vibe for it. You kind of, the hook comes to you, and the flow and all that is already there by the time the beat's done.
100%. I mean, it's funny because when other people send you beats, it's like they've made it off what they feel and how they feel. So you kind of got to adapt to. Because I've always been a person. If I write to a beat, that's why my style always changes every time. Because whatever the beat says, I do. But yeah, with this one, it's self-indulgent and really selfish. It's like, I can do it myself, and it's just I found it a lot easier, to be honest with you.
Who has inspired you as an MC, Scores?
Oh gosh. Flipping out.
Because I put you down, Scorsese. Seriously, like Scorsese. Was that correct? Sorry, am I going
right? That's the one.
No, I honestly put you down as one of my all-time favorite MCs to come out of the UK. That's easy to say. And anyone who tries to challenge me on that, I will just assume that you don't know what you're talking about. So that's why I'm curious. Like, who is it that's really influenced you?
I started off. I think the first ever rap that I learned was Turtle Power, T-U-R-T-L-E Power. Back then you used to buy the cassettes, you could get the lyrics in the cassette inlay and read them. So I think Turtle Power, that came out. And then stuff like Do the Bartman.
That's the standard. If you ain't learned something off Do the Bartman, you shouldn't even be here, bruv.
That's it. And then you know what? It was more. I've always been a fan of just reading other people's lyrics and seeing how they rap them. But then obviously, I think my first proper real hip hop tape was Ice-T's first album. Someone borrowed me that. And then I actually had Ice-T style for a while. I was born in New Jersey. I said it before. I guess nobody heard me. And I used to rap like that. And back then, what I didn't realize is when I was 12, 13, because our local pirate radio station hardly ever played British hip hop. I never even heard London Posse. I never even heard like Black Twat. Nobody from them times. So I was just in my own area with a pirate radio station at 13 years old. I didn't even go more than like 2 miles down the road. My mum wouldn't let me. So I didn't really hear anything. And then obviously started to hear like Black Twine and different things on Westwood. Because my only hip-hop that I was listening to was pirate radio stations and then Westwood. Westwood kind of like played, you know, like stuff, but it was more the American stuff.
He'd give us the last 10 minutes and that. So if you could stay up late enough.
So I'd say like Ice-T and then Snoop Dogg, and then I got into New York rap, Nas, Mobb Deep, and then Wu-Tang. I used to like try and decipher Wu-Tang's lyrics as well, like write Raekwon's lyrics down. And back then as a kid, you couldn't understand what he was saying because he was saying slang. too much slang. I was trying to figure out what he was saying.
I'm terrible about working out lyrics. I've been singing the wrong lyrics to songs like my whole life. But tell people about this new project that you've got, Scores.
Yeah, it's called Illa Scores. It's a 6-track EP, self-produced. It's kind of themed around like the struggles of the mind, the body and the spirit. And I kind of took samples from films like The Medicine Man, Beautiful Mind with Russell Crowe. I took a sample from there. I took a Bill Murray sample. I just ripped this stuff off YouTube, by the way. And then, yeah, man, so kind of like just based it around. Well, basically, how it actually started, the real story is how it started, this project, was my lad, Jamal, who's 11.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah. So what he did was he said, look, I'm going to get you a gift. I'm going to make you a snapback online, snapback hat. So obviously, I've got a pseudonym name called Scorzilla. But the way he designed it, he put like the illest on one side and the scores on the other, and I said, you know what that says? Also says illest scores. So then I just set my mind off in the project. I just started making beats, and then I was like, yeah, we're going to call this one illest scores. So he designed the artwork, the actual artwork for the CD, which sold out. There's only 100 copies, but and then I've got loads of snapbacks as well with illest scores and tees on that he designed. So.
Your son designed it, really? Your son designed the tees. That's wicked.
Yeah,
man.
It's easy to go online now. You could just do your own tee and buy it. But your own hat. But
that's
so
it.
So what made you want to venture into this topic though? So because you're saying like changes of the mind and the body. What made you want to delve into that?
I mean, obviously, it's been documented. I've done interviews before that I was having struggles with mental health years ago. And I wanted to do something that was themed. So I did one track called Illa World. Everything on all the tracks have got the word Illa written in them. So I did one about medicine, so like about pharmaceutical companies. I did one about medicine. Then I did one called Illa Soul, which was kind of like touching on my granddad having mental illness and also the experience that he had coming over as a war refugee in the 40s.
Mm,
he kind of came from Ukraine. Yeah, he came from Ukraine.
So. Oh, I think I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, so he was part of, like, thousands of refugees that came from Europe because it was just after the war. So he kind of, like, suffered a little bit of trauma. So I touched on that. And then I did one called Deep Space Illa, where it's like I painted a picture of me destroying the world and flying off in a spaceship because my missus suffers from, like, a really bad pain illness called fibromyalgia. And it's kind of like, that was kind of like based on that. So, but I've been studying about medicine and we've been finding relief in CBD oil, actually.
Yeah.
CBD. It's got no psychoactive effects. So I think Holland and Barrett sell it now.
Really?
Yeah, it's legal.
You just stopped mice in his tracks.
Yeah, I was trying to do some background music because you're talking my language there, but you know what I mean? But that's interesting that now they've got CBD in Holland and Barrett.
Yeah, but it's really weak. It's not really...
Yeah, it's not real, is it?
Mm-mm.
Nah, I mean, there's ways that they take the THC out, so it's legal as a food supplement in the UK, but it's not legal as a... medicine, so that you can't go and get it on prescription.
It's just
right
a matter
now.
Of time until all these
things
happen.
America's kind of smashed it and all the other countries have got it. Like, but when I started using CBD, my missus was like using CBD, like the pain dropped by half, you know.
Yeah.
And it's been helping people with epilepsy. I mean, even Whoopi Goldberg in America.
Yeah, man.
She started a company called Charlotte's Web, and they're selling it over there. So
them dreadlocks ain't there for no reason, boy. She might have kept it clean all these years, but now you're like, oh, I need to smoke a Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah, that's it. So I've been buying that, man. There's a good company in England who do some really good quality CBD, and there's no THC because they won't be able to sell it.
Where's that?
CBD Brothers. CBD Brothers.
CBD Brother. I'm just writing it down for
this
a friend.
It's good quality because it's such an open market with CBD oil at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to find someone you trust online.
Yes,
so
the, exactly.
Because there's a load of con men out there selling basically olive oil, telling people it's CBD. So
people having crazy placebo effect on that business. But yeah. Tell us about this project, because you, the Illa Scores, you're looking to do a vinyl release of the EP, right? But you kind of got a deadline, and you need to hit a certain target and stuff, and we want to make sure you meet that target. So tell the people what you're trying to do.
Well, basically, I did a run of 100 CDs, and they sold out in a couple of weeks. And I did some snapbacks and tees, but then a lot of people who bought the CD and then other people who missed it were saying, oh, you'd be good to get it on vinyl. So there's a service online called Curates where they kind of like, if it meets a pre-order number of 100, which is the minimal number, then it will get pressed, and then they send it to everybody and everyone gets it on a vinyl. Simple, really. So if you go on Curates, that's Q-R-A-T-E-S, and then type my name or even Google it, it'll be there, and you can just pre-order it. So yeah, there's 30 days, so they have a minimal order of 100.
What is the deadline? When is 30 days up? What's the 30 days from another, today?
I think it's got 26 days left, and there's another. I've done about 34 orders so far, so I reckon it'll be one of those where we go into the deadline.
Yeah.
And then if it's on about 90, I'll just buy about 10 myself and bang them on eBay.
You've done this before, innit? You've done a crowdfunding.
I did a Kickstarter on my album Piece of the Puzzle before, when Kickstarter was just like hitting as the newest hot thing.
Yeah.
And that just turned into a beast, man. I didn't realise how much that would turn to the biggest project I've ever done.
Serious.
Yeah. So I ended up doing a 28-track double album to match the target that we met. So
amazing. But yeah, I appreciate that you're still out here grafting, you know, because I think it's nice to see, especially doing this show, the people that we have from right across the country who come through to the open mic and all the artists. It's just dope to see all the different corners of the UK that are holding down hip-hop. So that's why, part of also why I appreciate all the work that you put in to keep it holding that flag high for Knotts. Because I think Knotts is a really important part of the hip-hop story in this country as well, you know. So
It's got a big history,
Yeah, definitely. But we're still waiting for you to come down to London and chill with us in the studio as well.
I know, it used to be easier when I was younger. Now I've got a family and everything. Mm-hmm. I've got to like,
you're
I've got
to say,
I'm going to spend £200 on the train now to go to London. And I'm like, oh gosh, I need that £200.
Yeah, but you do some crowdfunding. Say, bro, I need to get the train down to London. Yeah, you don't crowdfund me.
I don't think I can get away with doing another one.
Well,
it was good, though. It was good. I mean, everyone chipped in £20 and got a vinyl, and they got a 28-track double album. So
that's
the fair
wicked,
deal.
Man.
Exactly. And honestly, like, you know, I was really taken back and surprised by how the quality of your beats that you put together through the Illa Scores EP, and we've been supporting that on this show as well. So I want to play people something from that right now too, but share the info again with everybody one more time. What are the links that they need to hit up to see what you're up to and to get involved?
For the vinyl, you can go on Q-Rates, that's Q-R-A-T-E-S. And for the snapbacks and the tees and the digital, you can go scores.co.uk, or you can go on like Spotify and all the others, whatever, everything else, you can get it. So yeah.
Wicked.
Very nice. I'm going to have to get my Scores in.
When you coming down to London though, bruv? You know what I mean? When are we
going to
see?
I need to come down. I need to catch up, man. People don't know that Maestro came up to Knotts years ago, man, and sat in my front room and was all ciphering, busting lyrics.
Right, yeah, I can't even remember that.
It was that
you
good.
You can't remember, come on, bro. You was in my front room. Yeah. He dropped that verse. Oh, you're coming on some soft shit like you're in a pillow, that verse.
Yes, I remember now. Yeah, by the way, I've changed my name now. It's no longer Maestro. It's Mice Diggy.
And he's
is it Mice Diggy now?
Yeah,
he's vowed to punch anybody who calls him Maestro.
No, I know about all of that. Sarah's trying to cause some rap beef here, but you know, doesn't really work between old friends.
No.
But yeah, so next time you're on the show, if you say Maestro and then you get like Team Mice Diggy on your case, I did warn you, yeah?
I didn't even realize.
I know you didn't.
I know you didn't. That's why
I thought it was like Jigga Jay-Z and it's both.
You know what?
I think a lot of people think
for
that.
For a while
actually.
It was.
Yeah.
But what I was saying now is I don't want to be called Maestro anymore because there's like a Nigerian fucking Afrobeats producer, there's a grime MC, there's like a pianist in Philadelphia.
You all know each other.
Yeah, it's all too much. I'm like, you know what? I'm Mice Diggy. There ain't no other Mice Diggies out there.
That's it.
You know what I mean?
You got to corner that Google market. When they Google you, only you
see
come
there.
up. But the thing about me is my name's too hard to spell. So if you just type scores, I'm getting to that level now. If you type scores, I'm about half a page down, so it might be all right.
Yeah, see? That's the and then in my case, my friend in Iceland was saying, yes, your name seems to be very popular with prostitutes. I was like, thanks. Okay, but it's lovely speaking to you, Scores. Lots of love and enjoy the summer vibes and knots. Come down on the 13th of July for this Grenfell Tower benefit gig that is happening, this incredible lineup. We'll share all the links later on in the show.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing.
You should make cameo appearance on stage, man.
I see what I can do, man. I can't promise you. I don't want to lie and say I'm going to come down and see what. But we got to get you
down for a show for definite. Like, we need to see some live Scorsese action.
It's been too long, man.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. I've been there for a few years. I think 2010 was the last time I was there.
Damn. Serious.
Yeah.
Goodness me. Okay, man. We're going to work on this. But Scores, it's so lovely to hear your voice, and it's been lovely listening to the new music on Illa Scores, and I'm going to play everybody Illa Sigmund right now as well.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, lots of love. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
Nice one, man.
Yes, okay. Bless, man. Take care, brother.
And coming up next, we're going to be speaking to the one and only Jay live, direct from the USA. So keep it locked to FUBAR.
Just follow me on Twitter, so I feel famous, boy.
Tell me what it is that you want that you don't have. I'd like to just be more here all the time, and I'd like to see what I could get done. This is your life. This is the only one you got. As we always say to my one brother, this is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life.
Yes.
This is not a dress rehearsal. This is your life. No.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, I've enjoyed this. Thanks for asking me.
Oh.
I was born in a dream state with a clean slate. No concept of hate was embedded inside my DNA. The world gave my hard drive a virus with pre-installed software, but I'm a couple plus signs short of a minus. Do you like the beauty of flesh or a shiny diamond? Apple or an onion? Close your eyes while I hypnotize the side of your mind you've been hiding. It's not depression, it's suppression from oppression. Welcome to your first session. You was born an empty vessel in a world full of aggression. The type that bends pressure's cutting lesson. Everyone at school was in a competition, from running races, fighting over girls with the prettiest faces. Can't see the countries on a map or even name the places, but already know all the words on how to be racist. I think you overanalyze, affecting your health. My advice, one life, take care of yourself, yo. The one life to live. 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 Negativity stands defiant like giants guarding doors in the future, like you'll never be enough. You'll never get yourself up, you'll never be loved. You only deserve the worst. Ah, shut up, because I don't know, you can't take the pressure. Money is the root of all evil, don't let it stress you. Nah, money is the root to pure freedom. Them positive vibes will leave you broke, get rid of them, you don't need them. Never sell yourself low, you are a king. No, you're not, you're just a poet, please don't listen to him. I mean yourself, same thing. Torn between fighters in the ring who eternally swing and never hear the ding. You can take long walks, but never escape your own thoughts. How many blessings in a 20-minute phone call? I ain't really got much advice to give. Forget the past, live now, like Jigga said, one life to live. The one life to live. The one life to live. The one life to live. One life to live. As we look through the windows of hopelessness, we realize happiness was right there in front of us. The screens can show a million dark days in a few seconds, but no more than the smiles in one photo. You are a vehicle of electricity, traveling towards your loved ones. The soul never dies. Those you lost might not be here right now, but believe me, they are there. They are there waiting with flowers. You see them in your dreams. Between mind and body is infinity. The heart is connected to the quantum world. Your sight is eternally inward, like walking through a liquid glass door. You will pass into the beauty of geometrical roller coasters, towards the purest of lights, emerge like bubbles in lava lamps. The one life to live. The one life to live. The one life to live. One life to live.
A doctor's mission should be not just to prevent death, but also to improve the quality of life. That's why you treat a disease, you win, you lose. You treat a person, I guarantee you'll win. Death is not the enemy, gentlemen. If we're going to fight a disease, let's fight one of the most terrible diseases of all, indifference.
Scorsese, we were just speaking to him. That track is Illa Sigmund. It's taken from his EP that's out now called Illa Scores. It's entirely produced by Scorsese as well. Check out Scores, scorz.co.uk. It's telling myself, you. Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Stiggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. I got to say, man, that beat, it's true. Like, for a year producing,
yeah,
like, he's killing it, man.
Yeah, and I'm a tough critic, you know, so it's like, I was pleasantly surprised to hear these beats, so it's definitely an EP worth picking up. And we are joined now on the line by our next guest. This time we're skipping over the pond all the way to, I think, are you in Atlanta?
Yes, I am. Peace.
Was that an Atlanta accent, though? Tell the truth, Jay Live. Did that sound
New York. They just stopped me a mile away.
Oh. Sarah. No, I thought it was Atlanta. Atlanta.
See, you are working.
I still say shorty, not shouty.
Oh.
Good man. That is the voice of our brother, Jay Live. How are you doing, man?
Yes.
I'm doing well. Thank you. Glad to be here.
And we're so happy to have you here as well. Man. But I was so interested the other day when I saw that you have a brand new project that you're promoting at the moment, but it's like a crowdfunded thing.
Mm.
Yes. It's called the 9,000 Miles Project. I am developing and raising funds for a studio upgrade that'll help me as an artist, but also as an educator. Mm. I've been aspiring. I have experience as a language arts teacher in middle school. Some 15, 20 years ago after university. And as I've grown, it's about 12, 13 records in now, you know, a long-standing independent hip-hop career.
Definitely.
And I have aspirations to teach, but I want to teach as an artist as opposed to just, the normal hero in a regular school. So I've been developing a curriculum to teach hip-hop from the perspective of an MC, a producer, and a DJ, and just had my first experience actually teaching as a DJ with the Next Level Hip Hop program, which is run by the University of North Carolina and the U.S. State Department. They take artists and team them up as cultural ambassadors. So I was in Croatia for 2 weeks teaching about 7 to 10 students how to DJ. Some had experience, some had never touched a turntable before, but there was myself, Baba Israel was actually teaching beatboxing. Toki Wright was teaching MCing, Asia One was teaching breakdancing, and the four of us, with all of our students, put together a show at the end of the two-week program.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That's
Next
lovely.
Level's been doing it for years. Shout out to Asheru and Da Vinci from Soliloquist of Sound and Unspoken Herd. But this year they sent artists to Bogota, they sent artists to Tunisia and Algeria, Rio, and my team went to Croatia.
Crazy. But what's the case, though, for teaching hip-hop, do you reckon? Because you can imagine how there's some people that hear that, they're like, all right, then.
You're going to tell me how to make it rain in the club, like how to, what are you going to teach me?
That was a knowing laugh, especially you living in Atlanta.
You slap the booty with the back of the hand or the front of the hand first, and what watch do you wear, you know?
Is that what is that in your curriculum?
Well, I mean, hip-hop, I guess I can start from myself as a consumer, as a child. Hip hop was very, very influential in my formative years from middle school on, when I really first started to pick it up. From going from writing poetry to writing, you know, rap verses, and just culturally as a fan, so many different artists taught me and supplemented my education in ways that my teachers couldn't. You know, things that I learned from Rakim, things that I learned from Brand Nubian. I mean, I've been a 5%er since, you know, my college days, and I owe that primarily to the influence of the music. Things I learned from BDP about, alternative perspectives in diets and black history and everything you can imagine about my worldview is shaped by the music I listen to.
Definitely.
So, I mean, I personally feel like hip-hop and education go hand in hand.
For real.
As an artist, as a consumer, as a producer, as a DJ. Obviously, you know, wherever art and industry collide, you have things like you were just, you know, reflecting on, like the misogyny, the materialism, the, you know, the maybe misguided priorities that really just kind of seep their way into our communities and are reflected in the music that we listen to.
Yeah.
So, personally, you know, as far as what does it have to offer, as a former language arts teacher, you know, the core curriculum in any type of English class, you're going to be dealing with imaginative language. And, you know, like, for example, my boy Andy Brooks, who's out there now, has a brilliant video where he's just basically, it's kind of like a spoken word rap piece, where he just runs down the line of all of the different imaginative language that's within the realm of hip-hop and what you can use as a writer. You know what I mean? So I really, if you're going to ask me what you could teach through hip-hop, we'd probably be on here for a few hours. But
you see, that's one thing that I love about hip-hop, because they say apparently there was a study recent earlier this year that showed that hip-hop has the largest vocabulary of any genre, musical genre, which when you
better have, man.
Exactly.
There's only so many times you can rhyme love with Bud.
Yeah, but I mean, even beyond just vocabulary, like if you think about it, per bar of music, there's so many thoughts and ideas in a 16 bar verse versus like a 16 bar verse of singing where, you know, the words are actually dragged out. So, you know, how much you can put into an idea is one thing, but how many ideas you can put into a song is another. And there's nothing really messing with hip-hop in that regard.
And I think sometimes people have a struggle where they don't... to me, I think language is something that's constantly evolving. So for people who want to kind of degrade hip-hop vocabulary and hip-hop language and stuff and just be like, oh, but that's just some ignorant nonsense, they need to open their eyes and move the bitch out of the way. But no, because I think the hip-hop language, like we were talking last week about... that when you speak hip-hop, there's times when you have to remember that you're speaking to someone who doesn't speak hip-hop and you've got to translate it back to English.
Know what I mean? You can't be know what I mean in everywhere you go, you know?
You know?
Absolutely.
There's certain people you got to, do you understand?
Yeah. Tu comprends? But then it's... But now it's like hip-hop language is infiltrating English just in the general terrain, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
So I think there's good things that come from that, and some of it is sort of, in some ways, people who are outside of the culture, they want to take advantage of it and, you know, infiltrate by just using our words.
Yeah, they water it down and whatnot. Which I wanted to ask about, in terms of you in Croatia teaching, how was it? You know, obviously there's a bit of a language barrier, but was hip hop the language that you spoke while you were there? Or was there a bit of a struggle at first? How did it go? Or you had a translator?
Well, actually, I wasn't surprised. I've been to Croatia before. There's a lot of people speak English.
Okay.
And you know, if for someone who doesn't, they might be, you know, two or three steps away from someone who does. So there wasn't as much of a language issue. In terms of the language of hip hop, you know, there was the students have their preferences and their, you know, the music that they're fans of, be it contemporary or old school, and it was very, very easily relatable in that regard because the people that signed up for the project were into hip hop and had some familiarity with it.
Mm.
So that's one of the things. I'd say definitely in what I want to do, one of the prerequisites is I want to teach people that are passionate about the music already as listeners and aspiring to be DJs, producers, and MCs. Because it's not like you can just grab anybody off the street and just automatically, you know, immerse them in that world of hip-hop if they don't really have an interest in it. There's no point.
That's what I was going to say. Like, how do you get people interested? Because on one hand, there's a generation of rap fans who they're not necessarily cognizant of, say, you were talking about BDP, Rakim, you know, all the teaching hip-hop from a DJ perspective, MC perspective, producer perspective, all these things. Like, to them, rap music, it is, well, like Mice was saying, unfortunately, you know, it's making it rain in the club and stuff.
Put the chains on, man.
And so then how do you convince certain young people that it's like, well, actually there's a lot that you can draw from doing it in a form, educational form like this that you're presenting?
Well, see, the thing about it, when I teach from the perspective of, say, a son and a father. So the son in me is very familiar with the old school hip-hop. The father in me stays current with the new school hip-hop. And the DJ in me and the fan in me as well. So... You know, as far as some of the lessons and the content and the messages that the old school music offers, you know, they're still being offered in the new school music, you know, from, if you listen to Kendrick album, the new Jay-Z album, you know, what have you, the SZA album, Schoolboy Q. I mean, like there's really no shortage of good messages in the music from a hip-hop perspective. And there was really never a shortage of slackness and you know, BS in old school either. So yeah, I kind of like to just wash away that false narrative that you know, positive or useful hip-hop is old and, you know, slack and BS hip-hop is new. It's really just, there's always been positive and negative throughout every era of hip-hop.
Of course, definitely.
Got deeper now, isn't it? That's all it is.
And that's the thing. What I mean with the Jay-Z album. Of course, it's going to be massive hype because he's such a huge name and the amount of PR that's behind it. But if you're someone who takes the time out to follow new music, there's artists saying deep, like moving stuff all the time, who are putting out music of a certain caliber too. So it's not just a matter of, okay, the only person who can actually provide this is someone on a Jay-Z level. And you're someone. Your catalog is so crazy when you actually think about, like, your work rate. You've just been kind of non-stop since you first came out.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, it's the last record was it's called At the Date of This Writing. It came out late last year. Before that was How Much Is Water. I'm still pushing those two records and working on some new stuff now as well. So yeah, you know, I've tried to be consistent over the years, and it's taken me around the world. Besides Croatia, I got to Korea for the first time this year, South Korea. I've done South Africa a few times before, but this is the first time that I got to Mozambique last year, and cool. Actually got to do workshops, hip-hop workshops in Mozambique as well. Yeah. And there was a language barrier because Portuguese is their first language.
Yeah.
So that was interesting.
But they have a deep musical history in Mozambique.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we got to tour the Mafalala and really, really get to know the history behind all of the deep and rich culture of art that stems from that neighborhood.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
So really, you're definitely a qualified person, I think, for this task at hand. And, you know, it's easy. I don't want people to think, because people could easily look at you doing a crowdfunded, or anyone doing a crowdfunded thing, and think, oh, but you're just like getting this money because you want to buy yourself a nice car or something. But but there is a team. But you're not taking advantage of us like that. You're giving something back, which is absolutely beautiful. What are all the links and everything that you'd like to share with people?
Well, the primary link is GoFundMe.com/RealJLive. That's on my socials. It's just RealJLive. It's just the letter JLive, no hyphen, no JAY. Just GoFundMe/RealJLive. And that happens to be my homepage as well, just RealJLive.com, spelled the same way. And that happens to be the Twitter and the Instagram for those interested in that. But right now I'm funneling everybody to GoFundMe.com. /RealJLive. There's some really cool reward tiers as well. There's a visual artist out of the UK named Dan Lish. He's amazing. He actually recently did Raekwon's album. He around February, around my birthday, he did a piece of fan art for me, and it was just incredible. He's done it before, but I mean, the guy's work, I can't do justice to just how amazing his work is. He kind of takes his favorite musical artists and draws them in the context of all of this different vivid imagery around what he sees from their music. So he did one for me, and I'm using that as a t-shirt for one reward, and a canvas printout for another reward. And then depending on how deep people are involved, you know, there's different reward levels as far as setting up 1-hour sessions where we can Skype from anywhere around the world and just, you know, build about what I'll be teaching as a producer, producer, MC, and DJ. So, like, any kind of hip-hop lesson they would ask for. For $500 for people in Atlanta, there's an opportunity to have a meet-and-greet private performance. And then the main tier, and I'm interested to see if anybody picks up on this, but there's an opportunity to collaborate with me on something that's going to be a future release, whether it's by contributing production, doing a verse along with me, or perhaps if you're not an artist but you really just want to get involved, we can discuss the topic and the concept of the song, and then I can just write it out from there. So,
well, send us all the links, definitely, so we can share all of that good stuff. And I want to play people some music of yours right now. You sent me some recent tracks. Which one would you like to play out of the three that you shared with us?
The most recent and most apropos, I'd say, is 11-9. It's a song about the Trump election. That was the day he was elected. So you definitely check that one out for starters.
We're going to drop that for people right now. But thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. It's lovely to hear from you. And keep us posted with the project and everything new that's going on, so then we can shout about it over here on your behalf.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, great, and take care in Atlanta. This is Jay Live. Something brand new. This is FUBAR.
You feeling like a motherless child on a rudderless ship, running late, bringing slaves to the new world, stuck in your old ways for centuries and decades. The moral decay in a rotten tooth smile, used to walk with the swagger like it don't smell foul, but a dirty mouth can't say clean things. The anthem you sing got a verse that the record won't skip. Stevie Wonder said I ain't gonna stand for it. Oh say, can you see what matters? All black and blue rules because you choose fear and ignorance too, but you don't see color. Fuck you, I see black, brown, yellow and red. Rob, rape, murder, kidnapped and left for dead. I see off-white, too poor to shine as bright. Same neighborhood, shook when they see me at night. Shit, can I see color? I could use that Monopoly money. I've been stuck on Baltic, shot on Park Place. Community chest disappeared without a trace or a chance to advance. And it ain't just happenstance. From urban renewal to job flight in the rural, divide one to conquer itself as if plural. Two parties, no favors, asking slavers to save us, adopting the same behaviors. Oppressed by the oppressed, impressed by the promise and no stress to have not settled for less than representation for taxation. This my country, not my nation.
From 9-11 to 11-9, America been steady losing its fucking mind. The dumb now lead the deaf, but they both blind. I guess that city on the hill done lost its shine. From way before 9-11 to 11-9, America been steady losing its fucking mind. I guess that city on the hill done lost its shine.
Nigga, cause now it's our time.
That's what the fox say. You watch the Indian box to live long day. Getting railroaded, ran riding, fucked, hoodwinked and run amok. Led astray, so false media can make a buck. Peddling false idols made by false prophets. The real money pad pockets as they send profits. Everywhere but where the dollars need to circulate. The circle jerk fluctuates like the interest rate. Who holds a yo-yo? The Fed reserves the right to remain silent. Hand, sell me your guns and call me a violent man. That ain't God, that's old money laughing at your plans. Not the root of all evil, but soil and green is look. We just want to feed the people, flee the prisons, fix the problems, fight the power, flood the pool with abundance. You're killing us with kindness and redundance. Be your pundits. Education still underfunded. We watch the money going up in smoke. President drones poke holes in the Constitution. We are at wars. How many we got Congress approval
from
9/11
for? 11 to 11-9. America been steady losing its fucking mind. The dumb now lead the deaf, but they both blind. I guess that city on the hill done lost its shine. Since way before 9-11 to 11-9. Human decency been steadily on the decline. America been steady losing its fucking mind. I guess that city on the hill done lost its shine.
So Trump wins and you defend the votes of white people. This brother hears you, Mr. Moore. Maybe they not evil. Maybe they not stupid either. They just got tricked into thinking the elephant shit don't stink. Okay. But somehow, some way, suffering whites to prioritize their self-interest over your human rights. It's somehow different from apathy, a lack of empathy that enslave and segregate without sympathy. So many people of color busting their ass just so y'all can associate white people with working class. You give a good job to Joe, ignore Jerome and Jose, regardless of what else it says on the resume. It goes back to when Columbus couldn't navigate, like slave patrols, a precursor to police state. Like, you most dangerous because you most ignorant, like mad at victims for being indignant. Like clean pigments of figment, yeah, aight. It started with you might be poor, but at least you're white. Like might mix white Native American. All immigrants should take flight according to the all right. Sounding more like the Third Reich. Makes you wonder how many votes were lost on their first strike. You think you thirst for freedom? See them water protectors. Wait until you realize just how much you need.
9-11 to 11-9, America been steady losing its fucking mind. The dumb now lead the deaf, but they both blind. I guess that city on the hill done lost its shine. Since way before 9-11 to 11-9, human decency been steadily on the decline. America been steady losing.
J Live. That track is 11-9, and we were just chatting to him about his crowdfund project 9,000 Miles. This is FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, aka Digman Freud. We are here with a bunch of mother lovers.
Yeah.
But before we do that, we got a little gig guide to shout out, no?
Every week we bring you the illest gig guide around. So it's all, the details are fully on the FUBAR website. But this week includes the Roots of performing. You've got Miguel Atwood Ferguson doing his thing at Coco, the Wireless Festival, Damian Marley, Soul Rebels and Talib Kweli. There's so much illness. So hit up foodbarradio.com/shows/hip-hop. And it's all up there for you. And we will be sharing that on the social media too. But who are we joined with in the studio for this week's open mic?
Yes, from left to right. Who we got over here?
My name's
Mannequin. Hold on, hold on. I need to turn the microphone up. That helps.
Yeah.
Go on, introduce yourself.
Manic. My name's Manic MC from London Town.
And Manic just ambushed me at the weekend.
It's your boy KL from Grove Size.
Frank from Kent, Orpington.
Yes, Orpington in the house.
Orpington massive. They can get some good grade over there, so.
Yeah, don't front on Orpington.
Oh, what's up? My name's Ro. You got me there.
Yeah.
My name's Ro. I'm from Johannesburg.
My family's all in Johannesburg.
Oh, okay.
Probably not the same neighbourhood as your family, right. I'm guessing.
Might be. I'm from the East End. Might be.
No. My family's all in Sweaty.
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. There are non-white people starting to live in Sweaty nowadays. That's what's fascinating.
The times are changing. Things are on the up.
But, Ro, at the moment, you don't live in Harrogate, do you?
No. Right now, I'm just moving up to Battersea. Just today, I got my bags with me and everything like that, so...
Oh, there's lots of South Africans in Battersea, I think, in West. They're holding it down, the Aussies and South Africans.
Australians, mate.
Africans, yeah.
Wearing the sandals in the winter and shit. Anyway, over here.
Yeah, man, Cloudy Clouds.
You're back again, bruv. What's going on?
Back again, yeah, good, man. Just excited, ready to get into some bars.
Ah, that's what we like to hear over here at FUBAR Radio, mate, I tell ya.
A whole gamut of MCs in the house.
We put it down, as always, on the hip-hop show. We're about to get into this open mic, and it's only right that the beat... is provided by a good friend. You know, we had some of his beats on already.
Yeah.
And of course, in light of his passing, RIP DJ Daredevil, we're going to use one of his beats for this open mic right here. Are you lot ready to go in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, some hungry. Hey, wipe the dribble, mate.
Yes. So you saying?
Yes.
It's Manic MC.
Manic going to say it off.
You are radio. What are you saying?
Big right, man.
Listen, yo.
Turn that beat
yo,
up.
Yo. I'm living impulsive with no patience. I signal to the sky with my shoulders in rotation. Looking empty eyes with products of no nation. Exclamate the deep, spit the speech and close them quotations. A world of no colour as this paint drips on pavements. Meditations of a vagrant, no, our fate is ever changing. But life is what you make it. The mics are penetrating, many mics are devastating. Time we rise to the occasion as we ride through elevation. Rolling papers when that mood's right. Blast away the darkness till I'm dancing by the moonlight. Striving for perfection, trying to tighten up them loose rhymes. It's colder by the day and family, I ain't trying to lose minds. That's why the man them stepping straight. At least we try to be. Let that sentence sit. Soaking up the irony. Soaking up the irony. Yeah. And if this world was to burn, I ask myself, who am I to grieve? Yes, no way to change my mood. I watch a rainy day fading from that grey to that navy blue. But were we meant to prove, thinking that we chase the truth? Walking, talking cliches, just trying to shake them labels loose. They gotta know this life ain't roses and dandelions. Walks by the riverside, dancing with the dragonflies. Stuck up in this pantomime. Kitting live, every Manic MC, I spit it nice and the mind.
I'll rest in peace, any beat. Fuck a rapper, I'm the ripper. Mr. Jack, I'll twist your cap. I ain't chatting to the liquor. Any track is getting scissored. Doesn't matter if it's rap. I can massacre a mixture. Be it salsa that I spit to acid jazz or classical, metallic, ambient, etc. Clap as if you're acting as the back end of a stripper. Or a ratchet going blap. I never spat a bit of filler. Your vocabulary is limited to characters on Twitter. Act as if I'm sick and I'm as arrogant as this. Cause I can handle any threat. If there's a battle, I'm the victor. Challengers should quit or I'ma have them for my dinner. Then I'll down a laxative. The shit to matter a little quicker. This life is a blank map, disguised as a planned act. Live mine to the Mad Max, brick mic till my hands crack. The size of my stack waxes, a rhymer that blacks back from inside of the rat trap. In a pie and some slacks, traveling to dine with the fat cats. Get a taste for every plate, cause any day death can take your breath away. When you're laid to rest, they'll never say that you overachieved, as if it's bad, no, they'll probably say they hope you repeat. Put on a fat show, talking of their woe and their grief. I rap so, all of it's promotion to me, so go for it, G. Come if you're bad, they'll run out of clappers. When it's over, you sleep, what the fuck does it matter? Bum propaganda on drugs, cause it's nothing but slander from ignorant guys spitting lies like the tongue of a rapper. Every one of them's gangster when in front of the camera he spews deceit and you believe all the rubbish he chatters. How's he running the manor? If you listen to a trap that told you lick him with the strap and you did it, you're a dick. Kind of idiot shit is that? What a spitter says he's pricks and all these pricks still think it's fact. All this killing's just an act. I ain't got shit to do but spit. You ain't got shit to do but listen. Quest to get this music sick. I just sit improving writtens. I ain't in the mood for chilling. Sitting by, getting high, killing time, because I'd rather kill a stupid rhythm. Said I'd drill her tulip in, then it's a euphemism. I finished dicking chicks, they still feeling a prick cause Cupid hit them. Kick your tooth is missing. Snap, now your nose cracking. You claps on the road, planking. I'll dagger you, no skanking. Passion is toe tagging. Whack rappers don't think they're hella dumb. Took a stethoscope, placed it to your chest and rope to your heartbeat. Parts deep, then I get a rope, create a noose, make it loose cause that's where your head will go.
I'm swinging with the king of knives. You don't wanna bring a fight unless you had your fill of life. I ain't only killing mics, then I go to killing Steve's, then I go to killing Dan's. Now I'm on a murder spree. You got a new son of Sam. Done flexing. One question: who would help develop this arrested one full of decay? I'm deftly invested in besting your day. I jest. I got an interest in dismay, I guess. I'm just an old head. Let me know, it's so blessed. I'd rather be Joe than Migos. I stay murking stupid beats. Stooping in the mounts of these. Set fire to your house and then I bounce to eat. Keep an ounce in my jeans right by my nutsack. Moving straight to your beans and then I bust backs. And I'm about that. Leaving sets too barred and letting more marvel cause it's daredevils too hard.
The guy says I'm hard to end. My words have seen Medusa. Messing fan base actually medium cause they've seen the future. Now I rock a mic cause you hold of something you're not sure you saw. Rhymes are tied to them fifth graders and where to their newborns. Yes, that's gross, but you love my music. My music loves you back. Not sex less, so Jali V love that makes a skinhead hug a black. Now we run the same roads looking for hope, but instead we find this, a form of art greater than that, verbally depicting kindness. So white, black and yellow, we are the same, like these new school rappers. Now you're stuck in a self-made trap to change to escape. You fools actors call this icebergs, where I script to draw descent like my drool of acid. And guess all of you are getting screwed like you're using the tool backwards. Call this icebergs, where I script to draw descent like my drool of acid. And guess all of you are getting screwed like I use the tool backwards. So we'll hit a freestyle just as we're sitting at the fruit bar, as we sitting in the radio's hot and we think on the who now, the who ha, the who plays. Here we go and down for the two new mics. Hit it down to my boy cause you're gonna check it. It's Frank Wright.
See, mama told me I could be somebody great. That's why I'm working harder trying to elevate. I started from the bottom so I fuck with Drake. Regardless of discussions we gon' celebrate. Yeah, mama told me I could be somebody great. That's why I'm working harder trying to elevate. I started from the bottom so I fuck with Drake. Regardless of discussions we go, look, it's like first things first. Recognize the genius, ain't taking a scenic route to success. I'll see you too. I've seen them fall like they dominoes, they get a boo. My pedestal ain't so reachable, they petrified. They telling lies about that shit, see they don't live that life. Materialistic but that bliss don't just materialize. I see it in your eyes, I know you feel to cry. That's why you feel to lie, but look man it's alright. Just look beyond the nines and look beyond the fives. Cause I know Jordan ain't just living, If only they could see my face, then they would see the pain. If only they could feel the pain, then maybe they relate. If only I could see the way, then maybe I'll be great. If only I'll never wait for my mama to say, it's okay, I won't break, I won't, I'ma stay right here. Play right fair, I don't braid my hair, so these cons wrote clear. Only the real stay, everybody feels pain. It's a race, I'm aware, though I ain't made for the stretch. At least that's what I'm told, it's a journey for the bold. And I'm a journey till I'm old, I ain't running from the cold. I ain't running from the cold, nah.
Hey yo, I'm stuck up in this hustle and this grind. Another fucking night that I got money on my mind. Got me looking back on days when I had someone in my life. But nowadays I'm on my own when I be slumbering at night. Daydreaming, contemplating what it's like to take flight. I'm looking down upon my bits from a bird's eye height. My belly bubbling and I can feel that rushing as I fly. Then my wings burst to flames and I plummet from the sky, chick. Cause you ain't got the stomach for the fight. Trying to stop but I'll probably keep running till I die. Feel the burn up in my lungs, still I'm
brushing it aside, hide away from all my problems like I'm covered in disguise, yo. And cuzzy, I got colours to describe. From the hatred in your eyes, the two lovers intertwined. I got a bass drum to bounce, got a snare drum to ride. Place the mic up in my palm and keep it popping all night. Yes, ready to burst, I try my best to contain this. I'm painting late night, hopping fences and railings. Early afternoon, my head spanked from the blazing. The sun up on my neck, I feel my temperature raising. Heads low, ain't catching zeds at the station. I'm tired of this grind, someone lend me some patience. It's starting to run thin, this life that ain't waiting. Come escape and step up in my sensory spaceship. Get blown away, I take a draw, then I blow away. Didn't know before, then by now you should know the name. This game has changed, this ain't nothing like the golden age. I'm keeping the neck cracking till you get spasms in your shoulder blades.
Your shoulder blades. Like manage, boy. What's going on there?
Counter.
Hey,
I draw the pen, then I draw the pen from the drawer, and then draw extraordinary portraits in your thoughts again. Adore it when I cause euphoria. You're recording these assorted gems. Full support is ordered as I author trends. The recognition of a bread is spitting excellence, and every written's been imperative. Aged 11, I would get a disc and spin it till I skipped it. Treasured memories of MCs killing, heavy rhythms buried in the depths of hedonistic living. Cheddar spliffs I'm billing, allegedly erased them. They're definitely mistaken. The pleasant combination of amphetamines we're taking, mixed with Hennessy and blazing, is incredible when raving. No forgetting this occasion. If memories are fading, when I make it with the wits in mind, I won't forget the time I was bathed in artificial light. Jaded as the bass kick, so I swayed a bit from left to right. Straight intoxicated as an angel came and drifted by. Whispered me a secret as the speaker sung a serenade. Asked if I'd repeat it, said I'd keep it, so I'll never say. I then explained the deadly way my pen creates potential greats, cause getting records played and blessing stages is the best escape from everyday work for a depressing rate. Getting paid, cash the check I made, then get some cess to blaze. The never ending chain wishing for better days. She said I got the wedges, Jay, it's lemon haze. So we crept away, we left the rave and headed straight for this cherub place. The sex was great, it left me sweating legs. But that was yesterday, we've gone our separate ways. Maybe a sexy face waits for me at heaven's gates.
Yo, I'm back at it, one swift punch I'll leave you asthmatic. Gotta be pragmatic, all I do is craft magic. Too savage, throwing shade like a large tree, they all sweet. I feel the onset of ennui, oh sweet. Never seen such a handsome hater when I fuck him to the soul leave. Garrison behavior, can't barricade a player. I move like barracudas, up in something fishy, only meets my death with scubas. Balls heavier than a tuna, park you in your schooner, park out your yard and play a tuba. Shit, I lost my trailer, thought the trail is clearly wrought with bastards. I'm about to pop my cork, sit back with a glass of port and a blunt the size of York. I'm a lobster with a side of pork. Nothing kosher about the verses I work.
Tell it
He's
how
Jewish
it is.
Jewish as well, by
Tell
the way.
It how it is.
That's hilarious.
I'm such a bastard.
Yo, what do you say, bro? What do you say?
Close examination will reveal which you change, which you believe. My examinations, perseverance, and retaking to the sieves. Cause first we die, then evolve to the sound we call music. That info is for you to know how you are gonna use it. And the idea that benefits everybody chooses it. Forever moving forward, our backs evidently proves it. Now, time waits for no man, let's not even pretend to change the world today. If that's what you intend, because I tell this to you as an enemy and a friend, that you all are way more powerful than what you comprehend. And the day that we unite is the day that control ends. And I'm a part of your mind like memories of your friends. And none of us will escape life alive in the end. So right now I'm just rising up to Fosco to Benz.
Yo, wait, before you go in there, Frank, let me just remind these mother lovers right here, if you want to get on the open mic like all of these lot, make sure you hit us up. If you're an MC, hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic, and send us a link to some of your music. If you're a producer and you want to get a beat on here just like our brother, rest in peace, DJ Daredevil, hit us up, hiphop@foobarradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat, and make sure you only have 4 1-minute snippets attached to that bitch. And we'll get back to you, mother lovers. Hey, who's next? Frank, what are you saying, bro? What you got for us
go
now?
On, Frank. Go on, Frank.
Tell us something, man.
No pressure.
Therapy, music don't set me free. Move with the energy, do and just let it be. Cruise like Penelope through this analogy that we call life and death similarities. Hopping the freedom, what's the meaning?
seeing what we trying to seek. Give me your visa and I'll seek until I cannot breathe. But what is left when the knowledge be, that's all there is? What is next when the prophets cannot prophesize? It make my mother cry. And I'd rather see my family filled with happiness. And I'd rather love the planet than know why it exists. For the knowledge may be power, but it'll never be bliss. The weaker. If only we ain't blind and we could see the truth that's hidden. If only I could fly away into these endless visions. My mama says she tired of the way I never listen. So karma, I ain't lied, I just gotta make a living. I look around and I ain't never thought that this would be it. I won't renounce my happiness, but fucking hell is this it? Don't make a sound, just make your pounds and pray they mind their business. But really man, I'm filled to shout if only they would listen. Yeah, would you listen if I spoke? Would you listen to the broken and listen if I told you the truth as it is bold? I don't know, but I feel it in my soul. I feel I found a road and so it seems I gotta go. Yeah,
so it Frank, seems I gotta go. Manic, what you saying, bro?
Yo, you can find us night after night. We be darking the mics. We're kicking freestyles with four bars passing the time. Cause if it's half of the art, then it's half of my life. It's the way to meditate, elevate and sharpen my mind. It's half of my life. It's like the tools of the trade. Now you can't test the feeling when it falls into place. Yeah, we let them syllables groove with the bass. Pass the mic to the right when I'm losing the wave. Sparking sick, kicking, sipping, yeah, loosen the brain. Get in tune with the rhythm, let it move through your veins. What? We're never knowing what that future contains. But right now I'm struggling to get used to the change. But that's the way, so just be careful what you wish for. Because before you know it, find yourself stuck up in this shitstorm. Everybody's trying to make it wealthy from piss poor, cause time slides as I try to decide what I live for and what is this for. Yeah, can you feel this? Came up freestyling on some Kev Brown and Jay Dill shit. What, forever will spit, saying that for certain, cause I'm addicted to that feeling when I'm laying down the verses. Time to time wordsmith, I'm trying to change and adapt, but still I'm running straight like the trains on the track. Here to be letting a verbal spray like chrome paint from my can. Letting a verbal spray like chrome paint from my can.
Got a bunch of beats at home, I ain't got round to slaying yet. But fuck it, I'm a raven's dead, cause bars ain't made me famous. Let's all dance until we're caked in sweat and drama gets replaced with mess. And afterwards the raving ends and I'll be on the train depressed. I know I'm a weak in bed and plays ahead and chill, but I take an extra pill. Now my brain's a Ferris wheel to display my set of skills. I need the world to come around, but when you're bugging out, coming down on the underground, wondering how to make a decent living off of rhyming words, I'd like to snatch the mic up off the driver and just try the verse. So next time I heard it on the Piccadilly line to work, think on if you might prefer a written to those tiresome words. Find the gap, I can stand beside the track and dive on as the troop arrives. Then splat, I'll be food for grimy rats when the news arrives to capture the suicidal crash. To find the note where I wrote my YouTube, subscribe to that. Cloudy music, life a troop of stars. The fact is they'll promote you when you're dead on this confusing spiral track that we call life. It's alright that we all die. If before I saw sights for my sore eyes, I taught fire when I songwrite. Rhymes torch mics and they thaw ice. Gold hammer blow rappers hold caps towards skies. Don't act as though man then won't cast. But your life, you're like talking to pork pies. Call 999 to report crimes. The law's blind, always gives more time to a shotter than a nutter who assaults guys. Poor times. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, then where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? Now I need to find them quick, cause I feel to try a bit of the peppers. So I check for them where Peter's wifey is, and she sells seashells on the seashore. Emails me sex office, she's bored, and she's dead horny, but she got the pickled peppers for me. So I jumped in my red lorry, yellow lorry, red lorry, yellow lorry, and I head to shorty on a sailing shore. She sold a seashell on the seashore to an American. He's repping that unique New York. She loves how I'm repping London. So when the sex was done, we got to pickle pepper munching. And I left her wondering if I'd ever come to check her onion. I said, yeah. Bars are hitting harder than a roundhouse. Spit crowns, ow, cloud sounds on SoundCloud. A standout, so stand down. About now I'm feeling black. Everybody's spitting whack, I dare you lot to diss me back. Where's the competition at? The shit I rap should get my cash to triple in a minute flat. I'm ripping tracks as if I grabbed the bitch's wig and then it snapped.
Quick last one, go.
Yeah,
it's peroxide pimp. Let me lose some chilling booze. Move like doom, dead your troops. All these youths gon' see these boots. So burning bridges and suits with ease. Finally fuck free. So all of you bitches can suck these, please.
Sorry.
And on that note, what do you have to say?
What do you have to say in response to that?
Yo, what's the point? Game over, but that's when everything starts of the day. Then my brain realized that I had been outsmarted by the legs of a beautiful woman. This would be my fate to share the void of unrequited love with my hates. New starts from old habits, set my scoop perspective straight, straight towards finish lines, chopped on humble pride plates. Then back to the future to learn from my past mistakes, but chasing girls made both me and my dignity late.
That was lovely.
Yo, that's
Thank
a fucking
everybody.
Cypher right there, man. Yes. All the different styles here. Shouts out, of course, this guy, man.
Cloudy.
Shout to Cloudy.
At your, you know,
that's what he said. He does it on purpose. He knows the stuff. Shout to Cloudy. Shout to Ro. Yo, Frank, much love, man. KO. And of course, Manic, man. You lot smashed that shit. Quickly shout out one by one your link so that we can get hold of you.
Link Santane.
That's KO. Twitter me.
Yeah, I'm at Manic MC.
Frank.
At Common Roots Music.
Frank!
Yo, Real Road Raps. Real Road Raps is a little bit of my website.
We'll be tweeting all the links too.
At Cloudy, following me on all the socials.
Lovely.
That's it. No, I'm joking. Hey.
Thank you all for coming through to the show. Shouts out to Jay Live, who we were speaking to earlier. Shouts out to Scorsese, all the MCs who were in the studio. A massive special rest in peace to DJ Daredevil on the beat this week. And next week, it's going to be kind of bananas because we because we have the one and only London Posse.
Gee, what? London, as in just Rodney P, but as in...
Word on the street, Bionic and Rodney P are going to be joining us here on the show next Monday, 4 p.m. So make sure you tune in. foodbarradio.com/show/hip-hop. Email us up next on the show. You have Payne and Sylvester. Sticky Blood.
Sticky Blood. But
sorry, Sticky Blood.
A quote of the day by Charlie Chaplin. It goes, because it is silent, you don't say anything. Yeah, the quote of the day by Charlie Chaplin. A day without laughter is a day wasted. But he mimed it. Yeah?
But he mimed it.
So just pretend you didn't hear us say that shit.
Yes. We're signing off. It's Food Bar Radio.
Yep. Happy birthday, Q-Rock, you black mother lover.